Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE. I'm Brett Van Heekeren. Thank you so much for your company. Well, Henri Cartier-Bresson, pioneer of modern photojournalism, coined the phrase the decisive moment. Loosely, it's a philosophy that encapsulates the precise instant when all the elements within the frame come together in perfect harmony. It's a term that's been adopted by many genres outside the world of photography and could absolutely be applied to UK band Japan's 1979/80 album, Quiet Life. The album marks the moment when everything fell into place for Japan. Its release not only coincided with the changing of the decades, the 70s into the 80s, along with the dramatic shift of punk into its post-punk fragments and subgenres, but it marked a coming of age for the band who found a totally new voice. The inspiration for the new Japan is clearly documented in the album, with fragments of David Bowie's 1977 Low recordings, Roxy Music's Stranded from 1973, and the continued referencing of the Velvet Underground, all formative in the more ethereal sound that the band would engender. Japan emerged out of South London in the mid-1970s. They wore their glam rock influences, David Bowie, T-Rex, Roxy Music, the New York Dolls, very loudly and obviously with very garish clothes and makeup. And sonically, there was a bit of a whiff of guitar-heavy funk about them. Fronted by the very handsome David Sylvian, the initial lineup featured his brother Steve Jansen on drums, keyboardist Richard Barbieri, and bassist Mick Kahn, all school buddies. Guitarist Rob Dean joined the band later. A couple of albums in 1978, Adolescent Sex and Obscure Alternatives, failed to cause much of a stir at home in the UK, but were actually rather biggish in Japan, a region that would later influence the band's deliberate move away from commercialism. The group was seen as glam rock throwbacks to an era recently erased by punk and new wave. And in 1979, a one-off single, Life in Tokyo, steered by German producer Giorgio Moroder, established their electronic new wave kind of art pop identity, which evolved further on their third album and our focus for this program, Quiet Life. Musically, the band's journey began with the decidedly unhip cover of Don't Rain on My Parade, a song from the 1964 Broadway musical Funny Girl. Japan's rather unfashionable cover of the 1964 Broadway musical song Don't Rain on My Parade, a track that was a million miles away from where they would eventually end up. You're listening to Life Without Buildings, a track released on their 1984 collection, Exercising Ghosts, and an example of the more ethereal soundscapes that the band created in their final moments together. The decisive moment that became the catalyst for that dramatic transformation is the 1980 album Quiet Life, an album inspired by exposure to audiences and artists outside of the UK, the work of German artists such as Kraftwerk and Giorgio Moroder, the Bowie Berlin period, the culture of the country of Japan itself, who really adopted the band as one of their favourites, and the work of Japanese artists such as Yellow Magic Orchestra, all contributed to Japan finding a new voice. The biggest shift came as David Sylvian literally found his voice, developing a restrained croon inspired by Roxy Music's Brian Ferry. Keyboard player Richard Barbieri became more upfront in the band's sound, providing a synthesized wash over the exquisite guitar work of Rob Dean and the extraordinary jazz, soul, funk-inspired bass of Mick Kahn. The final piece of the puzzle was the contribution of producer John Punter, who had previously worked with Roxy Music, so he became a natural fit for the band to the point where he was considered the sixth member of the band. And in Punter's own words, it was love at first sight. This is Japan's third album, Quiet Life.
Go. this morning allait déranger pas il y a des gens qui vivent comme ça.
This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MC, and in this program we explore the 1980 album from the UK new wave band Japan. It's called Quiet Life, and in that set you heard the title track, Quiet Life, the only official single to be released off the album, Fall in Love with Me and Despair. The album and its accompanying singles failed to make a commercial dent in the UK, but the band was still a sizable draw in Japan's namesake country. And after the failure of the band's first two albums, vocalist David Sylvian recalled that we got the first album completely wrong, so we did another. And that was wrong as well. He felt so strongly about this that he regarded Quiet Life as the band's proper debut. Let's take in three more tracks from Japan's Quiet Life.
Thank you.
All Tomorrow's Parties, Japan's homage to the Velvet Underground, a group that heavily inspired the early work of the band. We also heard In Vogue and Halloween, tracks that really capture that Bowie Berlin period influence on the album. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, and in this program we explore the 1980 album from UK new wave band Japan. It's called Quiet Life. An album that perpetuated the view of some contemporary critics who dismissed Japan as Roxy music imitators, whilst others called Quiet Life an album that pushed the elegant David Sylvian into the limelight, aided and abetted by some of the band's best songs, and found that it deserves to be credited as one of the key early British synth-based pop rock albums. Let's take in the final moments of Quiet Life.
Now that you feel the weather, why is it?
fantastic stories and present yourself in different ways. Some particular places remembered so traveled so far.
That's the extraordinary finale to Japan's 1979-80 album Quiet Life, The Other Side of Life, complete with its gorgeous piano motifs accompanied by the addition of a 25-piece orchestra. It's a grand finale to the album. A song that still holds a special place in David Sylvian's heart as he continued to perform it many years after the demise of Japan. Also in there you heard the track Alien. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, and in this program we explored the 1980 album from UK new wave band Japan, Quiet Life, an album that I've described as their decisive moment. It was the final album for the record label Hansa, and it ended an unhappy relationship with the label, who never really understood the band. And after breaking ties with Hansa, they would sign with Virgin Records and produce two confident and stunning albums, 1980's Gentlemen Take Polaroids and 1981's Tin Drum, scoring an unlikely number five hit in the UK with the very poignant single Ghosts. I trust you enjoyed the Alt.80s journey through Japan's Quiet Life. And for more alternative 80s music, please join me again next Tuesday from 6 on 2MCE.